apartheid murders. It is evident now that de Klerk will only appreciate that apartheid was crime against humanity if he faces prosecution.
Prominent lawyer and social activist advocate Thembe Kanqoka Ntombi has supported the call from the Council of Churches that de Klerk and his foundation apologize for their defense of apartheid.
The South African Council of Churches is correct in asking them not only to retract, but also to apologize. The de Klerk Foundation, on its own numbers, accepts that more than 3,000 people were killed by the security forces. What they seem to be disputing is that the numbers were too low to qualify as a crime against humanity.
Police Minister Bekicele will hold a crime imbizo in Alexandra, north of Johannesburg, this morning. Residents have been complaining about the lack of police visibility in the area and about the escalating crime. Gauteng Community Safety MEC Faith Mazibuko will also be joining Cele.
It's an imbizo by the minister and all of us, and the various departments will also be there. Intelligence, Department of Mineral and Energy, Department of Home Affairs, and I'm told even Justice Department.
Health authorities in China say the death toll from the coronavirus has risen to 1,665. The latest figures show another 142 people dying. However, new infections have slowed to just over 2,000 in a day, bringing the total number of those infected to 68,500. Outside mainland China, there have been about 500 cases in some two dozen countries and territories, with four deaths in Japan, Hong Kong, the Philippines, and now France. Egypt has become the first country in Africa to confirm a case of the deadly coronavirus, while the Kingdom of Eswatini has recorded its first suspected case. The BBC's Will Leonardo has more on China's efforts. We'll hear more from him later. Finally, Prince Harry's ex-girlfriend and former Love Island host Caroline Flack has been found dead at her London flat after taking her own life. The 40-year-old was due in court next month on charges of assaulting her boyfriend, Lewis Burton. Burton denied the prosecution, while Caroline was determined to prove her innocence. Caroline, who started her career as an actress, was forced to stand down from her position as Love Island host after her arrest for the alleged attack in North London in December. Another look now at your top story at 7. The EFF says it intends to open a forensic inquest into the murders committed during apartheid under the leadership of F.W. de Klerk.
Good morning!
Hello.
Good morning.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Every morning.
Can I hit it in the morning?
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
It's 5 o'clock.